Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
One of the best advertising campaigns, in my opinion, has come from Nike. And what they say is, just do it.
Do it.
And today we're going to talk about being proactive versus reactive. And to me, anytime I think of being proactive, I think of just do it.
As a teacher and a parent and as a clinician, this whole notion of being reactive, to me, it becomes more and more important.
Right.
Whether I'm teaching, parenting, or working in a clinical setting, this business about so many people are simply reacting to circumstances rather than taking control.
Right.
You know, you have many, many people who come in, they want to get better, they want to be a better student, or they want to be a better athlete. You have to become proactive.
Right.
And so many people wait and just react to circumstances.
Well, I think so many things in our culture in general are based in being reactive. You know, when we think of healthcare is completely reactive.
True.
Few people, except for the first year of life when we have well baby visits.
Right, and anticipatory guidance.
Right.
And,
yeah. Other than that, just about everything, we only go to the doctor when we're sick.
Or the dentist.
Right.
You know, you should go every 6 months or so,
right?
Keep up with your dental health.
Yeah.
Most people wait until they have excruciating pain,
right,
which usually occurs at about 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Exactly.
You know, never occurs during the day when you can do anything about it. But you're right. People wait until there's unbearable pain, and then they look for assistance.
Right. Yeah. And so we need to, you know, work to shift some of that perspective, because whether it's our physical health, whether it's our, you know, just our overall wellness,
our emotional health, right,
or our psychological, emotional health,
right,
we need to be more proactive in taking care of that so that we can live a happier, healthier life.
Yeah, I just keep thinking about it, and I'm thinking life would be so much better,
right,
if you would just work on prevention. You know, we say that to people. Children who have rage attacks or adults who have anger control problems. Don't put yourself in situations. Don't invite trouble.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know that taking a tired toddler to a grocery store is a recipe for disaster.
Every time.
Don't do it.
Right.
You can do without it.
Right.
I mean, you have enough food in your house. You know, take care of the child first.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So we're going to pull these. There's eight ways. This author from businesscollective.com, Michael Mogul.
Yeah, he has his own company.
Yeah.
Young guy, started his own company, and tries to live and run his company. He lives by these principles and tries to run his company company by these principles.
Eight ways to become the most proactive person you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like these.
Right. I do too. What I like about them is that they're, you know, frequently when you read these tips from business magazines, it's like these hard charging salesman type, and I'm thinking, who has the energy to do this?
Right.
These to me are very realistic, and some of them are really, they were unexpected in this setting.
Right.
And I will get to them later, but I really like the way, the eight that he's presenting.
Right. The first thing is that you have to remember that it is all about you.
And what does that bring to mind? That oxygen mask falling from the airplane.
Exactly, what we were just talking about yesterday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because it is all about you. It's, you know, if you want to live a better life, you have to take the steps to live a better life.
Right.
If you want to, you know, get a higher education or learn a new skill, you have to go out and make that happen. You can't sit back and wait for something to happen to you. You have to make things happen for yourself.
And you can't wait for other people to do it for you.
Right.
Nobody else is going to do this. If there was one thing I would want my children to learn, is that you must do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do not expect, and right. I think it's a matter of expectations, don't expect other people to solve your problems
right.
or to do your work or to assume your responsibilities.
Absolutely.
It's about you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The second one is to be solution focused.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I like this one. This is one of my favorites. Because
you would like this. I thought about you when I read this one. I said, this is what Bernie does.
Yeah.
Right?
You're focusing on finding a solution.
Right.
You know, too many times we focus on the problem.
Yeah.
And I don't, it's understandable, I suppose, in some context mm-hmm. to focus on the problem. But when we do that, we really narrow everything down so to such a fine point that we fail to find opportunities. And so we have to be solution focused.
Yeah. Where do you spend your energy?
Right.
You know, I mean, you encounter, look, you're never going to have a problem-free life.
Right.
Nobody will ever have a
right.
problem. If you do, you're probably already on the other side of the grass.
But, right.
But you are always going to encounter problems.
Right.
Financial, health, it doesn't matter. Don't spend your energy mm-hmm. fussing over the problem.
Right.
Okay, you have a problem. Okay, let's spend our energy working on the solution.
Right.
There is always a solution.
Always.
Let's spend our energy on the solution
right.
rather than fussing about how bad life is and how
right.
hard this problem is. We all have problems. You're always going to have problems. Work for the solution.
Absolutely. Number three is to be accountable. Oh,
this is one of my favorite. This is one
so.
Of my favorites.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be accountable for your actions and,
right.
and for not just your actions, but your failed actions,
right.
your non-actions,
mm-hmm.
your
errors of omission and commission.
Right.
What you don't do as well as what you do.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, how many times do we talk to teenagers and, you know, they're not
wasn't
doing...
wasn't my fault.
They're not doing some of the things that they should be doing. Oh, well, you didn't tell me.
Right.
Or, well, you didn't do this. Or
you didn't remind me.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, well, do we have to remind you of everything?
Right.
You know, it's... these. If you want to, you know, make these changes in your life, if you mm-hmm. want to be progressing in these areas of your life, get up and do something.
Be accountable. It's
yeah.
It's yours.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Take ownership.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The fourth thing is to use SMART goals. And SMART mm-hmm. is an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely.
Right.
We've talked about SMART goals before. But, you know, if you go through those five,
mm-hmm.
if your goals have those five aspects,
right.
If they're very specific, if they're very, if they're measurable, if you can attain them,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're realistic and timely.
Right.
If you keep those five pieces in mind, you're going to set positive goals that are
right.
going to help drive you.
We talked about this way back in December, in January,
right.
when we were anticipating resolutions. You know,
exactly.
Don't say I want to get in shape.
Right.
I want to start exercising. I want to no. Each morning, I'm going to do five push-ups.
Right.
That's specific, measurable. It satisfies all those
right.
five things
yeah.
for the SMART goal.
Absolutely. Number five is to make your own luck. And I like this one.
You know I like this one.
Right. Because, you know, how many times, you know, he just lucked out. You know, he's lucky because he knows this person or he knows that person or she's lucky because this happened or that happened. No, you have to make your own luck.
Right.
And what that, to me, what that means is, you have to put yourself out there. You have to try things that you may not otherwise try, because that's where the luck is going to come from.
You have to do it.
Right.
Back to Nike's
right.
logo. Just do it.
Right.
You have to do something. People say, oh, he's so lucky. Won the lottery. Did you buy a ticket this week?
Right.
No.
Right.
Well,
right.
You can't be lucky if you don't have a ticket.
Right.
Right. And people say, well, he's this or he's that. You make your own luck. You make decisions, and some good things are going to happen
right.
and some unfortunate things are going to happen. But you keep making decisions.
Right.
You keep doing things. Because to do nothing, you can't have luck, achievement, goals, accomplishment, or anything else.
Right.
You have to keep doing.
Yeah, I think about that with the World Cup is going on right now.
It is?
You've
Who would have
that.
Known?
And you know, but you see these guys... you know, all the goals that are being made and everything,
right.
these great shots. But you occasionally you see these shots that people look at and they say, oh, that was a terrible shot. But at the same time, every once in a while, one of those shots will trickle through
right.
and go into the back of the net.
What a brilliant shot.
And it's, you know, it goes back to that adage of you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right.
So you just have to take the shot. Mm-hmm. And that's creating your own luck, because every once in a while you will hit it and it will bounce off of somebody else's foot and go in the net, even if it was a horrible shot to begin with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you got to take the shots.
Right. Speaking of World Cup, yeah. I need to talk to you about this Iranian goalie that I'm hearing so much about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the story.
Maybe we can talk about
There's a backstory there, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I need to learn about that.
Number six
is
to be consistent.
Be consistent. You get.
Do it every day. Your push-up exercise, right. Example.
I'm going to do it every day.
Every day. Right. You got to do it every day.
Yeah.
And we talked about that earlier this week, too.
One of the things people would do with dieting or exercising is they say, well, I think I'll ride my bike today at 3 o'clock. And tomorrow it's, well, I think I'll go for a walk. And then, no. You put it in your schedule.
Right.
And you say, every morning at 7 o'clock or whatever time of day you want to do this,
right.
You clear out your schedule. And right. You make time for this commitment.
Right.
Okay. And so just as you make time for lunch or dinner or when you go to bed or when you get up,
right.
You have to schedule these things.
Right.
And you have to do it every day, because what you're trying to do is build good habits.
Right. Yep. Now, number seven is to find the right people.
Thank you.
And you know, this kind of goes along with, you know, finding your own luck or making your own luck.
That's right.
But you have to find the right people. There are people out there who have similar interests as you. They have similar goals as you. You have to put yourself in a position to find those people so that you can collaborate and you can pull your resources together. Because if you're interested in building something, building an app, let's say,
right.
You may have the knowledge about what you want in the app, but you need somebody to work with you to help mm-hmm. with the, you know, the knowledge of, you know, coding so that they right. can write the app.
Right.
But you have to find the right people, because if you're trying to do it all on your own, mm-hmm. all by yourself,
right.
you're going to get overwhelmed. You're not going to be able to. It's going to go back to those SMART goals.
Right.
It's not going to be attainable. It's not going to be realistic, because you mm-hmm. don't have those skills.
Right, and you want to find other doers.
Right,
because other doers are going to stimulate you.
Right.
There happens to be a Scotch by that name, Doers,
mm-hmm.
and they had an ad campaign mm-hmm. for a couple of years about doers, people who do.
Right.
So hang out with people like you who also right. want to do things,
right.
who have the gumption, the enthusiasm, the interest to pack the car and
right.
you know, do something. Those are the people you want to be with. You want mm-hmm. to be with other doers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the last thing is that honesty is the best policy.
And it's another one that I really like.
Right.
You never see this.
Right.
You rarely see these kind of things in business journals.
Business journals, right. Right. Because, you know, you have to be honest with yourself and with others.
That's right.
You know,
right. That's right. With both.
Too mm-hmm. often we try to fool ourselves. We try to, you know, pull one over on other people. And while that may, you know, help you find immediate mm-hmm. Success, in the long run it's going to hurt you, because you're burning bridges, or you're creating discord that's mm-hmm. going to, you know, eventually erode what you're trying to build.
Right.
So
right.
you have to be honest, again, with yourself and with everyone else that you're
right.
working with.
That's right. If you're going to exercise, you have to do it
right.
strenuously. Otherwise, you're really not exercising.
Right.
Okay. I remember a story. Mark Spitz was a world-class swimmer. He won mm-hmm. 7 medals at one of the Olympics when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And like Michael Phelps, he had this perfect body for swimming. He was like the precursor to Michael Phelps. And he thought about making a comeback. You mm-hmm. know, he decided that he would try it again and make a comeback. And people were watching him swim. The author of this article was watching him swim. And he noticed that he wasn't swimming enough laps and he wasn't swimming them hard enough.
Right.
He just wasn't putting in the effort
right.
that he needed to put in. And he never did make the comeback
right.
because he just wasn't, you know, he's deluding himself. You got to be honest with yourself.
Right.
You know, are you working as hard as you should? Are you keeping
exactly.
up? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Again, it goes back to accountability,
right.
you know, and you are responsible for these things, and you have to do them with integrity
right.
and you have to do them honestly.
Absolutely.
And I was very glad to see this one in there.
Yeah.
that that he added this one. Honesty Absolutely. Is the best policy.
Yeah. Well, check out the article. The link is in the show notes. Mm-hmm. He just has a quick read. Just a little bit for mm-hmm. that he writes for each of those eight mm-hmm. points. But it is really important to think about and to.
I like making your own luck. You know, so one of the inventors, Edison, or one of them, said that it's the prepared mind. You know, I mean, these guys worked for 20 years. Right. And it wasn't luck. It was tenacity and persistence. So.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is it for today then. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.